Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There is a long parenthesis in Deuteronomy 8, verses 12 to 16. In it, Moses describes what could be an unfortunate result of God's generosity to Israel. Quote, "When you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness," verses 12 to 15. Here is the first half of the warning. Quote, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest..." And here Moses inserts God's wonderful provision for his people, both during the wilderness journey and once they enter Canaan. Then, with the parenthesis removed, it continues. "Lest, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Oh, the arrogance of thinking I'm self-made. Have you seen the bronze statue by sculptor Bobby Carlyle of a man chipping himself out of a block of stone with a hammer and chisel? It's by the roadside in Batavia, Illinois, with copies elsewhere. Ironically, in 2011, the quote, self-made man was knocked over and needed assistance to get back on his non-existing feet. Like Dagon, imagine worshiping a god that can't get up off his own face," 1 Samuel 5:3. Better far to remember Paul's question, quote, "What do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" 1 Corinthians 4:7. It's always good to have a healthy dose of reality served up to us by our loving Lord.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.